Nikki and DeMello for breakfast. 97.3 Coast FM.
Wake up. Do it. Nikki and DeMello for breakfast.
Coast FM.
More than 4,000 homes across Mandurah, part of a Water Corporation pilot program trialling smart water meters.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So no more averaging.
No.
Guessing, it seems. About 16,000 properties in Perth and Peel in the trial. And apparently it means they'll do wireless things and mean that you can watch your daily water consumption by the hour from the middle of this year.
Mm.
So, yeah, rollout starts in Halls Head. And then there's a few more in Dawesville and Mandurah, then Lakelands in the later half of the year. Mind you, it's April. It almost is the later half of the year. But anyway, that's all happening soon.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure in Rockingham they had it last year or the year before.
Yeah, right.
They apparently rolled it out. So
there's kind of like green tops on the spot where you'd normally have the old analog meter.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're all the same ones, but anyway.
I hadn't noticed anything different. Yeah. To be honest, but hadn't really looked into it.
As long as your bills aren't horrendously.
Yeah, nothing. I didn't notice anything change, but yeah.
All right. That's something to see.
Yeah.
The release of Rebel Wilson's memoir seems to have been delayed.
Yeah. Lots of drama surrounding this.
Because, I mean, not just there were issues, obviously, with Sacha Baron Cohen, but even her kind of ex Fat Pizza.
Yeah, she's burnt all her bridges by the sound of it.
Well, you seem to be happy enough to take the gig when it was floating around, you know?
Yeah.
And then she's
slamming everyone that helped her get there.
But yeah, it was set for release, yesterday, but cancelled. No release date in sight. Pre-orders are apparently cancelled and online sellers and refunds were issued to fans following the sudden change.
So, apparently some legal dramas they're trying to sort out, so we'll have to see.
Apparently HarperCollins said, publication of Rebel Rising has been delayed, but we have no further comment, which is concise.
We are scared and we are trying to save our butts.
We are not saying a thing about what's going on there.
Interesting, isn't it?
And look, I know things aren't cheap here, but imagine a couple surprised when they were charged $150 for two burgers with chips and a single soft drink.
I saw this.
This is in Sweden. And apparently
Switzerland, isn't
was it?
Yeah.
But apparently
the gorgeous views.
This is not unheard of.
Yeah.
In these parts. Once they went online to say, others piped in and went, oh, three large meals from Burger King, $210 Australian dollars. A Big Mac, $35 Australian dollars in Zurich. And my favourite is I paid $15 Australian for a cup of noodles in my hostel gift shop.
God.
So you would be taking that back to give to someone when you get home, wouldn't you? Like, that is a present. I spent $15 on noodles. Here, I bought this for
you
while I was in Europe.
Saved it for you as well. I do feel like they didn't exactly shop around.
Probably not.
The photos, like, there is a stunning view.
Yeah.
I feel like you're paying a view premium.
I think so. It's kind of like
possible cheaper options.
Possibly. Maybe a little.
You found a very expensive burger.
Yeah, maybe $100 for a couple of burgers, maybe, if you shop around. But it's like, if you go to New York, you're probably best not to eat around Times Square, just quietly.
Yeah, I think there's, whenever you go traveling, there are always like Rome, right? Yeah. Near the fountain, obviously, do not eat.
Not only is it expensive, it's probably not necessarily the best example of Roman food and coffee either. Anyway, so things to remember for young travellers. So today is the day Project Interrupt gets underway, which is where a bloke is sailing from Hobart to Sydney on a boat made of ocean litter.
Right.
Have a look at it.
Not what I thought it would be from that name.
He's painted most of it black. But
kind of pirate ship looking with a kayak on it.
With
a big blue kayak.
You want something just in case, don't you, when you've made a boat out of ocean litter. The plan is to take a homemade Waterworld / Mad Max style, because it's kind of what it looks like, rubbish creation, through the Bass Strait. That is madness.
That
really
is madness.
When you think about it, which is inspired or nuts, I mean, I don't know. But anyway, Samuel McLennan is the name of the man who hand-built this raft entirely from rubbish and waste found on Tasmania's coastline and waterways.
Wow, okay.
He's doing it to make a point about the way we treat our world, so that's why it's called Project Interrupt. I guess to try and interrupt your thought process about what you chuck away.
Mm-hmm, yep.
So, look, props, but I'm also incredibly impressed that he's managed to create something so homemade and unattractive looking that it actually manages to make the stainless steel fridge on wheels that is, you know, the Tesla Cybertruck? It actually makes that look stylish in my mind.
Okay,
I'll show you a picture of that if you don't know. But
all right.
It's almost
stylish.
It's not
attractive.
It's not attractive, and that boat isn't either. That's what I'm saying. Anyway, good luck to him. Hopefully it's seaworthy. That's all that counts.
Yeah, he might be on that kayak a bit more than the boat, by the look of it.
That'd be a rough way to get through the Bass Strait, I'll tell you now.
Coast FM Scoreboard with Scotty Cummings.
Once again, we need to turn our attention to our national obsession, barbecuing, and perhaps talk some footy as well in amongst all of that.
Okay.
Come on. For Ty Power's Power Up Sale on now, here is Scotty Cummings. Good morning.
Well, it's two of my favourite things, barbecuing. Geez, I nailed it over Easter. They got the big Kamado Joe fired up with the charcoal, and then he smashed a couple of big bits of meat there. I tell you, did a good job. Anyway,
I knew I'd strike a chord.
Yeah. You know my hot buttons. That's right.
So I believe you're actually in Adelaide as we get set for the Gather Round.
But you're not participating in Gather Round.
Well, listen, that seems to be right. I am here. It's a place to be right now with all these, every game of footy being played here this weekend. It's going to be huge, but I've decided I'll come back today. So I've just it's all too much going on here. I've just popped over to see a few mates go out into the ring last night at the Adelaide 36ers Arena with all the AFL Fight Night. So, and there's a few other fights on the card as well. So I watched Dane Swan beat up Daisy Thomas, and I watched Anthony Rocker knock out Corey McKinnon in a round and a half.
Is this a thing?
Yeah, no, this boxing. It was a function last night, AFL Fight Night. So,
I think you've broken the first rule of the Fight Night, haven't you, by talking about it?
By talking about Fight Night, it was a great night, and the boys all put up a good show. So, once again, I should have just gone home at the last fight, but no, I'll never learn, and I'm paying the price today.
Oof. So he's hung around, he's done the business,
feeling
he's
dusty.
Coming back before the first
time. Yeah, coming back with the tail between my legs, showing you're not 25 anymore, stupid. Come on.
Now, so look, there's going to be obviously a lot of action around South Australia over the course of it. There's a bit of talk, as always, though, about when WA gets a shot.
Yeah, it's one week a year that you can actually say there's going to be action in South Australia. they signed it up last year after the success of the first year, and they did a fantastic job of it. And I think they've got it for 3 years now. WA, of course, we should put their hand up. Well, I think we'd do a brilliant job of it, and we've got all the infrastructure to do it really, really well. We wouldn't have to send teams off to the country and out in the hills like they are in Mount Barker here. But I think the only... And it brings in a mountain of money for South Australia. But I think the only problem would be is would we get as many people fly all the way to Perth as you can. You know, obviously, from Melbourne, you can jump on a kite. It's an hour and it's a lot cheaper. Mm. A lot cheaper. We get stitched up over there. But I think we'd do a great job of it.
Well, fingers crossed.
It won't be for a few years.
No, fingers crossed.
We can look forward to that, perhaps.
You would love it, wouldn't you? You would just go off. you would know which way to turn.
What, gather round? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd be all over it. Now, this weekend, Freo are taking on Carlton on Saturday.
Yeah, their biggest test for the year, no doubt about it. They've played really well, Freo, up until now, but they've played teams that haven't won a game yet. So this is their biggest test against a really powerful forward line too. And Freo's back six has been sensational, led by the skipper. He's having a great start to his campaign or his year, that's for sure. But they're going to get tested big time with Harry Mackay down there and Charlie Kuhner, I think, is one of the best players in the competition. So it all will come down to midfield. And who gets the most opportunity? I'm going to tip Carlton here, even though Carlton, you know, never won at the Adelaide Oval, ever. They're about 0-7 or 0-8, but they're not up against the South Australian team this time around. And I think they might just give the Freo Dockers their first defeat of the year, but it's going to be one of the best games of the round.
And, you know, if Freo can pull it off, you've got to be thinking pretty rosy thoughts for them over the course of this season, so we'll see.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
However, I saw $11.50 for a West Coast win on Saturday.
I would have thought unders. Nah, what can you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, I said last week, and hopefully I continue to say it, is that the effort is there. They are trying, they're playing with some intent to move the footy through the middle of the ground, play fast, play on, but their skills are just so bad at the moment that they just keep giving it back to the opposition, and they're not good enough to get it back once they do. So big scores getting kicked against them, and Sydney are one of the best teams in the competition right now, so it could be carnage up at Mount Barker in the Adelaide Hills this Sunday morning.
Yeah, all right. So it's a game of – well, it's a weekend of two games for West Aussie fans. All right. As always, we appreciate happy travels on your way back.
Yeah, hope you feel all right.
There's nothing happening here. I might as well leave today.
Boring.
Done and definitely dusted. Scott Cummings, visit your local Tire Power store today for a free tyre safety inspection. There are over 50 stores across WA.
Nikki and DeMello's
Riddle Me This, Riddle Me That.
Riddle Me This.
Yes, riddle time. And William from Warnborough is having a crack this morning. Hello, mate.
Hello.
What's going on? Are you ready to build yourself a new engine?
Yeah, I'm really excited for it.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good.
The holidays.
Sounds very good.
Nice little project.
Well, this is up for grabs, goes off tomorrow, and you can get in the draw if you can solve this.
I add 5 to 9 and get 2. The answer is correct. So what am I?
I think that it's a clock.
Oh, so if you add 5 hours to 9 a.m., that would make it...
That
2
would make
p.m.
It 2 o'clock, ladies and gentlemen. Look at you.
Yep. Nailed it.
You've got the kind of mechanical mind that might just be able to put together one of
like
these four-cylinder engines. Yep. Good luck, mate. Haynes, four-cylinder engine kit. Build it yourself. Could be yours tomorrow. Thanks to our friends at Sick Hobbies in Rockingham. And you have a good day now.
Thank you. You too.
Cheers, Williams.
Bye.
See ya.
Nikki and DeMello's 3 things you need to know.
Well, it's basketball time again, and the Coast FM Cup has returned, which is where Rockingham Flames play Mandurah Magic. Now, this is a Mandurah home game this time round. That's happening Friday evening at the Mark.
All right, check it out.
Indeed. It is World Drummer Day today, April 4th, so shout out to the Dave Grohls and such of the world.
Hey.
On the food front, it is National Burrito Day and National Ramen Day. So,
wow, okay. Got to fit them all in.
You do. Well, it gives you options for your multiple meals, obviously.
Lunch, dinner, sorted.
Burrito for breakfast, obviously, and then ramen for lunch. And it's World Rat Day today.
Like rat for eating or
rat as in
rat.
Yes, friends with a mouse. So I guess it's not for everyone.
No.
Maybe a good chance to watch Ratatouille, you know?
Maybe.
There you go. And April 4 is also, this is very specific, Hug a Newsperson Day.
A newsperson.
Yeah. I bet Mon from our newsroom is glad she isn't working today.
Yes, she just would not enjoy that.
No. Yes. With their permission, as always.
97.3 Coast FM. Nikki and DeMello's Coast Feed. Coast Feed. Let's go!
Seagulls Outdoor Furniture will never be beaten on price. See Seagulls Outdoor Furniture at Mandurah Home City and never beaten on entertainment news. Here's Nikki.
Thank you. Rebel Wilson's memoir, Rebel Rising, has seemingly been pulled from shelves amid alleged legal issues. The tell-all memoir has been pulled from shelves here in Oz. The book was scheduled for release yesterday. However, it has been removed from websites and fans. Pre-orders have been cancelled with refunds issued. Aussie bookstores saying that the memoir has been recalled last minute. She had already slammed Sacha Baron Cohen, revealing she's dedicated a whole chapter to him and his alleged mistreatment of her. She's also now taken aim at TV show Fat Pizza, where she got her break into TV in an advanced excerpt from the memoir writing. I was in a boys show, so I had to take their fatphobic jokes right on my double chin. All people cared about was that I was fat and funny, and I was doing both of those things very well. In response, Fat Pizza creator Paulie French has taken to Instagram claiming that Wilson was an ungrateful person who without Fat Pizza would have not had the success she enjoys. Very spicy. Interesting.
Very spicy. Very,
I wonder if she's going to go after Pitch Perfect as well.
Oh, well.
The movie in which she referred to herself as Fat Amy.
That is the only one left, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. Her whole career has been based on her
making fun of herself.
Making fun of herself as fat whoever, fat. You know what I mean?
I know what you're saying.
Where do you stop?
I don't know. I don't know.
Anyway, very confusing, very interesting. We'll have to wait and see what happens there.
Mm.
Lizzo has clarified that she has not, in fact, quit the music industry after releasing a statement saying, "I quit."
Right.
So just clearing that up.
Okay.
On Friday, she took to social media with a message for fans saying, "I'm getting tired of putting up with being dragged by everyone in my life on the internet. All I want is to make music and make people happy and to help the world be a little better than how I found it. But I'm starting to feel like the world doesn't want me in it. I'm constantly up against lies being told about me, my character being picked apart by people who don't know me. I didn't sign up for this. Beep. I quit." However, she apparently didn't mean that, and she's posted this video yesterday.
When I say I quit, I mean I quit giving any negative energy attention. What I'm not going to quit is the joy of my life, which is making music, which is connecting to people. Because I know I'm not alone. In no way, shape, or form am I the only person who is experiencing that negative voice that seems to be louder than the positive. I'm going to keep moving forward. I'm going to keep being me.
Okay.
Okay, good. She did that whilst wearing her new Yiddy swimwear collection that just dropped, so take from that what she will.
Indeed.
And Jerry Seinfeld is making his directorial debut in a Netflix movie, Unfrosted, the Pop-Tart Story. Yeah. He stars alongside James Marsden, Melissa McCarthy, Hugh Grant, Dan Levy, Amy Schumer and Bill Burr.
Wow.
This is the story of Kellogg's and Post set in the 60s. The sworn cereal rivals race to create a pastry that will change the face of breakfast.
Kellogg's is entering the race to reinvent breakfast with the help of Steve Schwinn, Chef Boyardee and Jack LaLanne.
They're stacking the deck with ringers.
You know Isaiah Lamb from Quaker?
You Kellogg's people.
We're about to have some very powerful people very upset.
Nobody said this was going to be easy.
We're talking about happy childhoods for millions of American kids. The important thing is the name.
Fruit Magoos! What?
No.
Heat 'em up and eat 'em ups.
No sale.
Oblong nibblers.
Is this a joke?
Oh dear.
Unfrosted.
I know. Unfrosted will be out on Netflix on May 3rd.
Nikki and DeMello.
Back tomorrow morning from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.